We're up to Chavez Amar Aleph, the bottom. Yosef Ahuma Rabbona Kameid Rav Adav Arava the Yosef the Ka'omar Taile the Rab Mishum Bizui Mitzvah Omar Lahu Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. So there was a one of the Talmidim was sitting in front of Rav Adav Arava, and he said that the reason that Rav holds that Ein Madlikim Miner Lener, you can't light from one candle of Hanukkah to the other, is because of Bizui Mitzvah. And that means that it would only apply where you're lighting with an intermediary match. You light a match from the candle and the other candle from that match. Don't listen to him. Time with the rabbi should become machish mitzvah. The reason is because you're weakening the mitzvah. Might be nice. What's the difference if the reason is because of weakening or bizui mitzvah, because you're insulting or the mitzvah? It could be nice to come out of mishraga l'shraga. You light directly one candle from the other. Mandi amrishum bizui mitzvah mishraga l'shraga madlit. Right, according to the one who says bizui mitzvah, you're allowed to light directly from the candle. That's not a bizui mitzvah, because both of them are candles of mitzvah. Mandi amrishum mishum akushay mitzvah mishraga l'shraga nami osim. But the one who holds because it looks like you're taking away from the mitzvah, you're weakening the mitzvah, then that applies even, what's it called, if you light directly one candle from the other. Moser Rav Avya, Selo Shel Meiser Sheni. You have a, what's it called, this is the Rashi's Girsa, that if you have a sell of Meiser Sheni, if you have a coin that was Meiser Sheni, in other words, you already redeemed the Meiser Sheni on money. So Ein Shoklin Kenegdo Din Rezov. Now you want to consolidate the money and take a lot of Sloyim and consolidate them on a Din Rezov. So you have less to carry to Yerushalayim. Right? The halacha is you have to take pairs of Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat them there. But you don't have to take, you have a ton of pairs, you don't have to start schlepping a ton of pairs to Yerushalayim. So you redeem them on their value in money, and you take the money. But now you have a lot of coins, it's a ton, so you have hundreds of coins. So you want to consolidate the coins onto Dinrei Zohar, which make it much less. Right? There's one Dinrei Zohar for many, many coins of silver. So you then go and take that money and redeem it on other money. So you're not allowed to weigh out sloyim of Meiser Sheni kineged din rezov. Vafilu l'chal of Meiser Sheni acher. Even to use it, and you're going to use the original money to be machal Meiser Sheni again. So it's all the shei mitzvah, right? But the Meiser, at this point, the original coin, what happens is the original coins that were Meiser Sheni become chulin, and the other ones are Dinrei Zohar, become Meiser Sheni. Okay. Meiser Sheni, Rashi, Dinrin Shechil Alei Meiser Sheni, and Shokun Kinegdon Dinrin Shalchulin, Lirol Shiu Shleimim. So Rashi learns that what's going on is the following. You have coins that are Meiser Sheni, and you want to weigh other coins, connect them to see if they're okay or not. Even though your intention is to use those other coins eventually also for Meiser Sheni. But Lemaiser, right now, you are weighing coins, keneged coins of Chulin, which is a bizui for the mitzvah. So, E. Amrish Bishloma, so now they want to say this. E. Amrish Bishloma, Kipligi Rabu Shmuli Ner Lener. Right? That where their argument is from one candle to the other. Aval Bekinso Aser Shmuel. Right, but Shmuel himself holds that what's it called? That even if you do it with a intermediary, then it's always osur. Everybody holds it's osur through an intermediary. The machlokus is only we do it direct. Then the shaila is: do we hold of achushe mitzvah or not? That weakening a mitzvah is relevant or not relevant? But everybody holds that if you do it with a kinsa, match. Let's use kinsa as a match. You do it with a match. Then what's it called? Then it's for sure awesome. So ha lo tavi tiyufta. Then this was the Mishnah Braisa. Braisa. accept Christ. So then this won't be a question on Shemua, right? An open Tosefta that you're not allowed to somehow have what's it called. So if Shmuel holds that if you use a match, it's osur, everybody holds it's osur, here it's like using a match. Because you're taking things that are chulin, even though your intention is to use it later for a mitzvah, but right now it's chulin. So it's like using a match, which later on you're going to use to light another Hanukkah candle, still osur. Okay. So then Shmuel would agree with this Tosefta too. The Tosefta would not be a question on Shmuel. But if you hold that Shmuel holds that even with a kinsa, even with a match is mutter. That's where the machlokas is. Rav holds it's osur, Shmuel holds it's mutter. Right? And everybody holds that it's mutter to light from candle to candle directly. This is going to be a question on Shmuel. We have an open Tosefta that says you can't do what Shmuel says you can do. Omar Rava, Gzeira Shemelo Yechavin Mishkalosa, the Komapik Lulachulin. So Rava says, even though it doesn't sound like the Lashon like that, but Rashi learns, the Gzeira over here is, we're afraid that you won't use that money again to what's it called, to be Poda Maiser Sheni. And it'll leave it as Chulin, and then it's really a Bizui Mitzvah. But over here, right, we know for sure you're going to take this match and light the other candle. There's no reason why you're not going to use this match to light the other candle. Right? So therefore, here we don't make such a gzera, there we did. So it's not because of Bizui Mitzvah that using a match, right, to light the, what's it called, to light from the candle is a Bizui Mitzvah. That's not, because you're going to use it for another mitzvah. But by the case of Maaser Sheni, we're afraid that you may not end up using it to be mechal other money on, and then what's it called is gonna, then there's gonna really be a Bizui Mitzvah. Then you did it without any result of a mitzvah coming from it. Zirashi. Iyamish Bishlama ki plige rabu shmo miner liner. Mamish, the lobikis. Where's the machlokis when you light directly candle from candle? Not with a match. That's where Shmuel says it's mutter. Because he's not choshesh that you're weakening the mitzvah. It's mamish one mitzvah to another is fine. But by a match, where it's a bizui for the mitzvah, to light a match from a mitzvah candle, modahu, then he's moda. Holav havya tiyufte. That then this tosefta would not be a question on Shmuel. The hanach dinrin dechulin. Lo gufayu mitzvah, because these dinrim that you're weighing of chulin, that you're weighing keneged the what's it called, the ones of Maaser Sheni, right, are not themselves a mitzvah. The afagav de la mitzvah kaboil, even though you're going to use them later on as a mitzvah, right, lekinsa damya, it's like a kinsa. But if you hold that Shmuel holds, you can even light a match from the Hanukkah candles, because your intention is to use that match to light other Hanukkah candles. Even though here you're checking out these dinrei zov to see if they're okay, so you can use them to be mechal Maaser Sheni, it's the same thing as using a match in order that you'll be able to light another Hanukkah candle. Gemara says that lo yichavin mishkalosav. We're afraid by the Maaser Sheni, something that we're not afraid of by the Chanukah candles. Why shem lo yimtzoim tovim? Because maybe you will find that the din rezov are not okay. They're not complete. O yimtzoim yiserim, or you'll find out that there's more than you need. The yachus aleim, and you'll have rachmanis on them, and not use them to be pulled the other Maaser Sheni. The lo yichal ha-maisra aleihem. The nimsa should be zo ha-maisra shalo l'tzorech. And then you're going to, what's it called, have the problem that you were mevaza the maisra and you didn't use the thing that you were mevaza with it for a mitzvah in the end. Unlike the match, where there's no reason to assume that you're not going to light other Chanukah candles in that match. You just lit from this kind. That's what your purpose is. But over here, it's possible that you'll find a reason why this money is no good, right, or it's too good, and you won't use it to be mechal other meiser on it, and then, what's it called, you'll have ended up weighing meiser sheni money against chulin for no purpose of a mitzvah. And that already is a bizui mitzvah. Okay. Umapik lula chulin, klomer yanichen bechuleihem kamo shehe. Even though Losh is not mashma like that, but Rashi says it means, and mapik lechulin means, and you leave them as chulin. You won't be poda other meiser sheni on these other coins. And then what you'll have done is weighed Maisa Sheni money against Chulin money, and for no purpose. Okay, not for a mitzvah purpose. Okay, let's go on. So therefore, you can't ask a question on Shmuel, even if he holds that you're allowed to light Hanukkah candles through a match, you still wouldn't be allowed to weigh Maiser Sheni money, Keneged Chulin money, to see if you could use it to be Polder Maiser Sheni, because we're afraid you won't end up being Polder Maiser Sheni. Moshe Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet asked, Mechutz LaParochas HaEdus Yaruch. It says that you set up the candles, the menorah in the Mikdash, right, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara says, Dechila Ora Hu Tzorich. Right? Does the Ribbono Shel Olam need our light? That's a simple way of learning. Tosa says, L'chora, from the answer the Gemara says, right, doesn't seem to like this question. The 40 years that we went to the Midbar, we walked through the light of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Tosa says, I mean, we're in the 40 years in the Midbar, and today we're not walking through the light of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam today doesn't need our light. Just those 40 years, right, So Tosa says another girsa that brings down that it means the Kohanim. Did the Kohanim need the light there? The whole 40 years, they didn't need light b'chlal. The Anon Yakovon and the Amud Ha'esh, right, what's it called, illuminated everything. It was like an x-ray. You could see what was inside things from that light. So they needed a light in the Mishkan to be able to see where they were going. The Anon Yakovon illuminated everything. It's not going on the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's going on the Kohanim. In the end, Tosfos brings down that it does seem from other places that it seems like it's going on the Ribbono Shel Olam. So now the Kasha, why, what's the idea that the whole 40 years we went through his light, right, and why only the 40 years? But it could be that's where it was clear. Right? Was, for 40 years we saw clearly. Right now you could think differently. Right? But there you saw clearly that the Ribbono Shel Olam could illuminate. It doesn't need our light. Ela Edus who the boy Olam, what was the purpose of the menorah? Not to give light. It was an Edus to all the world, Shashchina Shor Yisrael, that the Shchina resided by Klal Yisrael. My Edus, where was the testimony? Omar Rav, Zuner Ma'aravi. This is the Ner Ma'aravi, and Rashi is going to discuss which of the Neros was called the Western candle. Shenosin Boshem and Kamidas Chavroseha. You put exactly the same amount of oil into that candle as you put into all the others, and you lit the candles from that, you started lighting from that one, and with that one you finished off. So it had the same amount of oil, yet it burned, what's it called, much more time than the other ones. Okay, the Neros in the menorah were set, so you couldn't take them out. Right, so how was it possible to light one candle from the other? Right, we're seeing that we're lighting all the candles from the Ner Ma'aravi. How did you do that? Right, you couldn't take the candle out. They weren't lamps that you could move over and light the other one. Right, so lo sagi the lo mashkil what's it called the lo mashkil vadluke. Right. So the chora, what's it called? What you had to do is use it with a match. You took a match, you lit the match from the Ner Ma'aravi, and lit the other candles from that match. So you clearly were taking a kinsa, and lighting the other candles. Now, according to the Mandi Omer, who says that the argument is only when they light candle to candle, but everybody holds with a match as also, it's a kash on everybody. And even according to the other one, who says that the machlokis is where you use a match, but Shmuel's the one who holds mutter. Rav himself says that it's Osir, right? And and this is what's it called, Rav, Omar Rav. So you can't say, okay, this is good according to Shmuel. Rav himself said this is okay. So according to that Lashon, how did Rav say this is Mutter? So either way, it's a question. Bein l'man di omri shum bizi mitzvah, bein l'man di omri shum achushe mitzvah, right? Kasha bein l'man yom rishum mishum bizi mitzvah bein l'man yom rishum achushim mitzvah. It's a kasha according to either of them. So Tirgama Rav, who's a Rav Papa? Yes, sir. the psilos arukos, right? It's not talking where you took a match, right? What the psilos were very long, and you could therefore extend them and light them all from that near Maravi. Okay, so you didn't have to have an intermediary. You did it directly. Just the psilos were very, very long. So you extended them, you lit it, let it burn till it got to the place where it was, what's it called, where it was on its own lamp. Sof sof, l'mad yom rishu machushe mitzvah kasha. Kasha. Right? L'maisa, though, according to the one who says that the machlokis is that Rav holds even from candle to candle, you can't do it. So it's a steer in Rav. Here Rav says you could do it. Right? One of the two things Rav holds is mutter. Something's mutter over here. So if it's not a kasha on the one who says kinsa, because they didn't use a kinsa over here, it's still a kasha on the one who says that even from candle to candle is awesome. So the Mursa is kasha. Okay, it's kasha, Rav on Rav. Right? It's kasha on that mandi omra at least. Rashi. Ner maravi. Okay, so l'mandi omra menochos. Mizrachu mairav munochim. Seder hakonim. So, what's it called? There's a machlokus in Menachos, how the menorah was situated in the Heichal. Some say that it was set up, the candles were set up from east to west. Okay? The Heichal, right, was, what's it called? The west side of the Heichal was the side closest to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay? Notice everything in the Mishkan went from east to west. Okay, so as you were walking towards the west, right, the candles were set up, east and west. Okay, so they were set up in a line as you walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? The menorah was on the south side, parallel to the way that the Mikdash was, the Mishkan was, lengthwise. As you went through the length of the Mishkan, the candles were set up according to the length of the Mishkan, east and west. Kari Maravi, so which was the Ner Maravi? Ner Sheni Shebetzad Hachitza, Shehu B'Mizrach. So the Ner Maravi was the second candle from the east. Second candle in, okay, towards the west. That was called Ner Maravi. Uleman V'Omer Tzofim V'Dar Munachim. According to the other opinion, the menorah was set horizontal. In other words, it was set to the width of the Mishkan, right, also on the south side, but not going east and west, going north and south. Okay. So then it was the middle candle, was called the Ner Maravi. The middle one was called the Ner Maravi. But if it, Al-Shem, Shoya Piv, Keneged Marav, because it was facing towards Marav. In other words, the candles were what's it called, north and south. This one, they made the wick go towards the west. The Chol Shar HaNeiros Klapei Emtzoyin. All the other wicks face towards the middle. The three on the right and the three on the left face towards the middle. And the middle one faced backwards towards the Marav, towards west. So that was called the Ner Maravi. But if they were in a line, right, from east to west, so then the western one wasn't the final one. It was the first one that you could call west. Because the first one was in the east. The second one was one closer towards the west. That was called Ner Maravi. Right, you see, according to the second opinion, that all the other candles face towards the middle, and the middle one face towards the west. Deceive El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, the Hainu Emtzoi Yoiru. The one who holds it, they were, what's it called, situated north and south. So he holds that that pasuk means that all the wicks face towards the middle, and then the middle one, they... made go towards the west. Shall tzofen hayuponus l'darim, shall bedarim ponus l'tzofen. The ones to the south face towards the north, and the ones in the north face towards the south, and the middle one face towards the west. Neiros, Rashi says, like we said before, is lutzus shall zohav shenos l'tokhen shem l'psil. It's a lamp. The neiros means the cup where you put the oil and the wick. That is the ner. Right? The ner is not the wick. They're in a nair, there's oil and wicks. Kemidas chevruseha, so whichever one this nair maravi was, okay, whether it was the middle one or the second from the east, okay, you put the exact same amount of oil in that one. How much was that? Chatzi lug. Put a half a lug Shiru bo lelele tkufas tevis hagolim. That was the amount of oil you needed for the longest nights of the year. Okay, and the menorah burned through the night. So you needed enough oil to burn from when they lit it in the afternoon through the night. Im yidlak biyom, belelo saksorim, yidlak, right? Avol pachas lo, shlo yichave v'teves belayla. V'atora omram le'erev ad bokim, right? It has to be all night. So you have to put enough in for the longest nights. And they didn't change the amount of oil during the year. They figured out the amount of oil you need for the longest night, and that's the amount they used all through the year. From the Ner Marofi, whichever it was, they would light the candles in the afternoon. Because the Ner Marofi, what's it called, you didn't relight till the afternoon. Hatovas Haneris means you didn't clean it out and set it up anew till the afternoon. So you let it burn all night and all day. Mishnah Zubitoris Kohanim Shnuya, right? And this Mishnah is in Toris Kohanim, the Sphira Le Demizrachu Meir Benachim, and this Mishnah holds that the candles were Mizrach and Meirav, right? They were east to west. That's how the candles were set up. And therefore the Ner Maravi was the second one from the east. That was the Ner Maravi. Bahachitan Yul El Mine. This is what it says in that brisa in Toris Kohanim. La'alos ner tamid, shetehein ner ma'aravi tamid. Right? The ner ma'aravi should be constant. Shemimenu yehe maschil, ubo yehe mesayim. You start from the ner ma'aravi and you finish with the ner ma'aravi. Umedlok siv lahalos neros, and it doesn't say lahalos neros tamid, shma mina, hukva ner echon lahaschil bo b'chol yom. Right? Since it says ner tamid, it means one specific candle is always the one that you start with and you end with. Okay? The zehu ner maravi hasheni shel mizrach. The second one from the east. The hachitnan. So this is how it worked. Nichnas umotza neros mizrachim dolkos. If he came into the heichal and he found all the eastern candle, burning. Midashin Hamizrahi, so the extreme east side candle, okay, he took out the old oil, put in a new wick, okay, and Umeiniach Esamarovi Dolik, and he left the next one burning, okay, so he started with the extreme Mizrah candle, put it out, cleaned it out, put in a new wick. The next candle he left. Okay? Dolik. He left that one burning. He didn't clean it out. He didn't put it out. He left it burning. Shemimenu madlik sa menorah ben arbayim. Because in the afternoon, when they relit the menorah, he was going to light the other candles from that. And Rashi holds he only lit the menorah once a day. The Rambam holds he lit the menorah twice a day. In the morning they lit it, and in the evening. The Rashi holds he only lit it in the evening. But in the morning, they were mekivis haneros. In the morning, they set them up. And they lit them in the afternoon. And the Rambam holds that in the morning, they lit them also, and in the afternoon, they lit them. Okay, in any case. But we're going to learn Rashi. It's too confusing, and we're not learning menachos. Okay, so what he had to do is like this. So he put out the first candle, right, that he, as he was going from east to west, the first candle he passed, right, he put out, changed the oil, change the wick. Second candle, it's still burning, leave it. Third candle, and all the other ones till seven, same thing. Take out the oil, and put in a new wick. So now you have six new wicks full of oil, and one, the second candle, still burning. Matzu shekava, right? If he found that the candles had extinguished, had gone out, right, and that happened. Right, the whole entire time that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, so the Ner Maravi never went out. He never found the candles extinguished. They always were burning. So he did this. Sometimes, at the time of Shimon HaTzadik, by the time the morning came, especially in the long nights of Teves, by the time the morning came, right, the candles were out. So it was possible. They went out. If he found them out, to go to Mishimei Shimon HaTzadik, Madliko Mizbeach HaOlah. then he would relight the Ner Maravi from the Mizbeach HaOla, right? You take the fire from the Mizbeach and relight the, what's it called, the Ner Maravi. And from there, he would light the rest of the candles, okay? So if it was burning, he left it burning till the afternoon to light the rest of the candles from it. And if it wasn't burning, he would relight it from the Mizbeach HaNechosheth, and then, what's it called, he would relight the candles from that one. Okay. The Nira Be'enai, the Omer Abonin Kviyusa B'Ner Sheni, why tackle is the second one called the Ner Maravi? Would make more sense to say that the most extreme west one should call the Ner Maravi. The Ein Mavir Nalamitzvahs, because if you'd make the extreme west one the Ner Maravi, then you'd be passing over mitzvahs, right? You'd be passing over six wicks to get to the seventh one. And Ein Mavir Nalamitzvahs, you don't pass over a mitzvah. Aye, so if that's the case, make the first one. The first one can't be, because it can't be called Ner Maravi, right? It's the most extreme eastern one. It can't be called the western one. The chi'ayil behechel bekama pogavareisha. When you walk into the heichel, you're going east to west. So the first candle is the extreme east one. Ube lo matzilaskov. It can't start with that one. Why? Dichsiv yaroch oso lifnei Hashem. It has to be called lifnei Hashem. In other words, towards the west. The west is lifnei Hashem. That's where the Aron is, in the west. So this, the candle that you light, right, has to be lifnei Hashem. Sarshia echad chutzalo. So in order to be this one, to be lifnei Hashem, there has to be something on the outside. So there has to be at least one candle that's on the east for this one to be called the west. This one's not lifnei Hashem, right? Because if the other one is all the other candles separating it between it and the west. So in order to be called lifnei Hashem, it has to be at least somehow called inner. It can't be the complete outer one. Okay? And we don't have anywhere it says Ner Maravi, so that can't be the reason. It has to be from the Pasuk. So the Pasuk tells me, Yaroch Osolif Nei Hashem, whichever candle it is that you're using to light the other ones, has to be the candle that's lifnei Hashem. So if we make it the most extreme one to the west, which is Taka lifnei Hashem, you're going to have a problem of Ein Mavir and Alamitzis. Right? If you make it the extreme outer one, it's not lifnei Hashem. So to Mekayim both things, that you won't have Ein Mavir and Alamitzis, but you'll be Mekayim lifnei Hashem, the one that's called Ner Maravi is the second one from the second one from the east. V'hachi amrim benachos, t'chsi b'ner Maravi lifnei Hashem, mechlal d'kulu lav lifnei Hashem, that the other ones are not lifnei Hashem. U'bo hayim esayim, and that one you finish with, so that's what the one you started with, and that's what you finish with. Nisayim ha'tova, l'fish ha'shar ha'yemetiv shachris. All the other ones you prepared shachris. You took out the old oil, whatever was left, put in the new oil, and took out the old wick and put in the new wick immediately in the morning. V'zu metiv bein harbayim. This one you left burn till, what's it called, till bein harbayim. V'oches ha'yishon, how did you do that? Right? Oches ha'yishon b'yado, omeinicho b'kli, and Rashi says that this one just still didn't go out. Even when you put a new wick in, you took the old wick out, put it on the side, and let it continue burning. And then you put a new wick in, and new oil, and then you lit that one again from the old wick. So it didn't go out. Yoma. Hatovas hei neiros, kodim la hatovas shtei neiros, even though it says in Yuma that they split up the preparation of the candles, okay? That they did the, what's it called, five, and then they did the two, right? The five, what's it called, after the first two, and the first two they did afterwards, right? Mashma kulu havi meitiv shachris, mashma that all seven were renewed, right, and prepared in Shachris, because that's when they made Hatovas HaNeiros. The Yolef Mom Mikroi, and they learned from Sukkim, Haina B'Shlo Haya Neis Miskayim. That's when the Neis wasn't around. When the Neis didn't happen, that the Ner Maravi continued burning the entire day, then if they found it when it went out in the morning, then they had to be Meitiv, the Ner Maravi also in the morning. Right? The Haya Motso Shekova, the Lo Somach Kroa Nisa, because the Pasuk doesn't talk about Nisa. Pasuk talks about natural things. Pasuk doesn't talk about Nisim. The Nes happened, then they didn't have to be Metiv the Ner Maravi in the morning. It was burning. But in case it went out, then you were Metiv two Neros, then five Neros, and then two Neros. And but when there was Nes happened, you were Metiv five Neros, and then one Ner. Not what's it called, all six, not all seven. When Klal Yisrael were very precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, extra precious, right? Then it was an edus that the Ribbono Shel Olam was there, the fact that the Ner Maravi kept on. And that was the edus. And therefore it says that, what's it called, that this miracle happened with all the Neros for 8 days, what's it called, which showed the Chavivus of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Rambam says in Ner Chanukah's Mitzvah Chaviva. Because it shows the Chavivus, it shows that the Shechina was with Klal Yisrael, at least for those 8 days, the Neros didn't go out, all of them. So that was a mitzvah Chaviva, because whenever the Ner stayed on, showed the Chavivus of Klal Yisrael. Okay. So now, let's go on. So Rashi Sigmara says, Hacha kivin dekvi Neros b'menorah. The loha yoyochel and natik near Maravi mina menorah. You couldn't take the near Maravi out of the menorah. Right? They were set. Okay. Lahadlik bo acherim al korcha hadik tanim mimeno hayomadlik loksogid lab mishko kinsa. The only way you could have lit the other candles on the near Maravi is by using a match, right? And Rav is the one who says that that's how you did it. So it's got, from Rav, you see, you could use a match. Yeah, that's the Gemara's answer. Rashi's didn't get there yet. Vadluke lekinsa miner maravi, and the only way you could do it is by taking a match and lighting the other ones from ner maravi. Uvahi kinsa madlikas hashar. Right? So the Gemara says it's a kasha on either lashon. Because whatever you're going to say, Rav is the one who said this. And Rav, according to both lashonos, holds that a kinsa is also. Where it says, Mepsilas Aruchos, what's the answer? The answer is, they didn't have to light it with a match. They used long wicks. Kol ha-psilos yotzot schusa neroseim. The psilos went beyond their own little lamp, and they could be manipulated and brought until the Ner Maravi. Ad shemagio zulazu, umadlik mimena hasmuchala. They didn't light all of them from the Ner Maravi. They lit one from the Ner Maravi and all the other ones from the next one to that one and the one next to that from that one. So they lit each candle from the one next to it and the one next to the Ner Maravi was long enough to light from the Ner Maravi. Vashar zumizu. Right? So they lit each one candle from the other, right? And the and all the other ones from the Ner Maravi, because you didn't benefit anything if you say they lit them all from the Ner Maravi, because you're still lighting candle from candle. Right? So once you say that Rav holds, it's Raya, though, that Rav at least holds a candle from candles, okay? That the Machlokas is, what's it called, not Achushay, but the Machlokas is Bizu. Because you have to say at least they lit at least one of them candle from candle. So once you say that, it doesn't make a difference if they lit the other ones candle from candle either. Mar says, sof, l'man d'yomer, d'holi d'idei mishrag l'shrag o'osher, still a kasha on the one who says that you can't, Rav holds you can't light candle from candle. Mar says kasha, it's a kasha. Okay. Now the Mar says, my havi aloh, so what's the halacha? Okay. Omer avhuna bered Rav Yeshua, chazina. He says depends. I hadlaka osa mitzvah, if the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is hadlaka, the mitzvah is to light it, right, the mitzvah is the lighting, and you finish the mitzvah with the lighting, right? And then madlikim miner l'ner. Then the etzem hadlaka is the mitzvah. And therefore, it's not, what's it called, it's not achushe mitzvah, it's not bizui mitzvah, right? Since as soon as you lit it, you finish the mitzvah, right? So therefore, you can light one from the other. Because the fact that it's continuing burning is not really the mitzvah anymore. The mitzvah was the actual kindling. So it's not Bizui Mitzvah, and it's not Achushe Mitzvah. You're not weakening the Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah already was finished. But if the burning is the Mitzvah, putting it down and leaving it burn, that's the Mitzvah, right? So then the Mitzvah continues, and therefore you're taking away from the Mitzvah. Then it would be awesome. Then Ein Madlik Miner L'Ner. Di Boya Lahu, because we have the Shaila. Hadlakos a Mitzvah, or Hanachos a Mitzvah. Right? That was a shaila. Does the mitzvah of hadlokas ner Chanukah, the hadlokah or the hanocha? Right? Are you yotzi the mitzvah at the time you light it? Or the ikar is that it's burning and you put it down with shame mitzvah? Okay? The main nafkamina is, what's it called? The cherishot of a cotton, lit the menorah. Lit the Chanukah menorah. And then you took it and placed it down. If hadlaka was a mitzvah, the hadlaka was done by somebody who's not chayiv in the mitzvah, and it's no good. But if hanocha was a mitzvah, that even though they lit it, and you put it down, you're mekayim in the mitzvah. You're the one who placed the burning menorah, that's good enough. It's not the kindling that's the mitzvah, it's the fact that it's set down to burn. Okay, see Rashi. If the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the kindling madlikit, then you're allowed to light. Kida ashkechon the menorah. Just like Rashi says, because there we find by the menorah they did it like that. Right? By the menorah they lit from one candle to the other. And there Rashi seems to say the mitzvah was hadlaka. See, the Rambam holds just the opposite. But Rashi holds the mitzvah of the menorah was hadlaka, and you're allowed to light from candle to candle, just like by the menorah. The hanachos a mitzvah, the ikr mitzvah is talya b'hanacha, but if the mitzvah is not the lighting, the mitzvah is positioning a menorah, even if it's burning. You don't have to light it. You just have to make sure that it burns, right? Then ein madlik miner l'ner. The hadlaka lab mitzvah hi kulei hai. Because the hadlaka is not such a big mitzvah. And therefore, if you light a one candle from the other candle, right, you're doing something that's not such a great mitzvah, right? Because it's not the kindling that's the mitzvah, it's the after effect. So mele, you're being machish, a mitzvah, by lighting from a candle that's already burning. Right? Because the lighting is not a great mitzvah. Di boyelahu garsina kolomer, doha milsa kvari boyelon, u mifshita dahi boye mifshita lon hach. Right? And because we already had this shaila, whether hadlokos a mitzvah or hanochos a mitzvah, and when you'll resolve that, you'll be able to resolve this one too. Because if hadlokos a mitzvah, then you're not allowed to light, then you are allowed to light one from the other. And if hanochos a mitzvah, you're not allowed. Okay. Okay, let's just learn one raya here, and then we'll stop. Toshma, domar rov. So let's bring, now we're going to discuss if hanochos a mitzvah or hadlokos a mitzvah. Mara says, omar rov, hadlaka hidlika bifnin, bahotsia lo asaklo. If you lit the Chanukah menorah inside, right, for those who light outside, okay? We skipped something. Toshma, yeah. Toshma, domar rov. Hayatafus ner Chanukah va'omeid, lo asa v'lo klo. Right? If you were holding a ner Chanukah in your hand, right, and just held it there the whole time it was lighting, right, you didn't do anything, mashma, because you didn't put it down. You lit it, you're holding it in your hand, you lit it. So if hadlokos a mitzvah, you did the mitzvah, you lit it. But if hadlokos a mitzvah, positioning it, putting it down, you never put it down. Right? Shema mino hanochos a mitzvah. So raya from here, that hanocha makes the mitzvah, not the hadlaka. Because if hadlokos a mitzvah, even if you remain holding it, what's the nafkamina? Right? But if hanocha, you have to put it down to make the mitzvah. Putting it down, l'shem mitzvah Chanukah, is the mitzvah, then here you never put it down. Over there, really, the hadlaka is a mitzvah. But here's a negative thing. If you stand there holding the thing, people are going to say that you lit it for your own purposes. You need it as a lamp, a lantern. So you have to put it down, not because hanochos a mitzvah, hadlokos a mitzvah. But you have to light it in a way that it's clear you're doing it l'shem mitzvah Chanukah, not for your own purposes. So if you never put it down, right, you lit it and you're holding it, that's a problem. But not because you have to put it down. But because holding it is a problem, because it looks like you lit it for your own purposes, Rashi. Chayetofus ner Chanukah biyado mishidlika ad shikovsa va'omeid lav dafkes miyastan elakein lashan. Omeid means you remain like that. Omeid doesn't necessarily mean you're standing up, right? Because if you sit down, it's still no good. Litzarcho lishtamish v'leke heker nisa. There's no heker that it was written l'shem neis. Ein echanami hadlok osa mitzvah. But the hadlok has to be in such a way that it's nicker that you did it l'shem ner Chanukah.